As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Today is Wednesday, April 23rd. I'm Megan Lynch. There's a black mourning band on the Maryland Heights Fire Department's logo on its Facebook page. Chief Matt Pagano posted a message Tuesday that says the department experienced a tragic and unexpected loss of one of its own. Pagano's asking for privacy on behalf of his grieving firefighters and says more details will be shared in coming days. Some St. Louis County senior citizens finding it difficult to get through the county's senior property tax freeze process.
County Executive Dr. Sam Page says applications are still being reviewed, but nothing will be finalized by the county assessor until July. That's once the new construction list is certified.
All these processes are framed by language specific to the authorizing statute and the ordinance, and adherence to other statutes that regulate property assessment and also regulate tax collection.
Page says the county's director of revenue is making sure that senior residents are receiving the proper information, including the 311 office personnel being provided with a script to read. But the entire procedure remains complicated and at times confusing. Seniors must know if you're missing any information, you will be notified and have until September 15th to submit it. Maria Kina, KMOX News.
The St. Louis County Council putting off reallocating funds from 2024. That's having an impact on detainees recovering from addiction.
The county is out of Sublocade, a monthly injectable for those dealing with opioid addiction, and is instead relying on a daily pill. One of those detainees, Keith Norman, says the convenience of taking the monthly injection instead of the daily pill is life-changing.
I almost forgot I was an addict, you know what I'm saying?
You forgot your addiction.
Yeah, absolutely. I felt like normal again. I felt like a normal human being again, finally.
Shamika Habtamariam with the county jail says detainees taking the injectable are more at ease than those taking the daily pill.
They're not concerned about getting up every day trying to make it to that long med line, you know, to take the oral medication. You know, it's... They're relaxed.
Sean Malone, KMOX News.
There have been at least 5 murders in the city of St. Louis since Sunday night. The latest happened overnight on North Vandeventer near St. Louis Avenue in the Greater Ville neighborhood. Police say they found an adult male victim at a gas station. No word on suspects. A new report highlights problems and ongoing challenges at the St. Louis City Jail, comparing the situation there to a potential powder keg. KMOX asked Marshall Project reporter Jesse Bogan why residents of the city and region should care.
Footage that was seen all over the country that portrayed people, residents of the jail, angry, chanting, "We want court dates. We want court dates." You know, glass broken out on the streets. You know, that's the not only the image of our city, but that's also people in that jail that felt compelled enough to break out the windows and yell.
Bogan says a recent report from the city's interim corrections commissioner reveals some inmates are held there far too long. In some cases, defendants waiting 2 years or longer for trial. You can read the Marshall Project report and listen to an interview from Total Information AM at KMOX.com. O'Fallon, Illinois council members say bring it on to a massive $300 million development.
We have a full house tonight.
There's been lots of interest in the Park Place Development District in Northwest O'Fallon by the Family Sports Park, which already draws in millions of visitors a year.
I definitely think it's a great project.
The vote was unanimous after concerns ranging from traffic to light and noise were allayed by developers. Councilman Eric Van Hook says there are laws in place if nuisances do arise.
We have city ordinances that already protect those very issues. So even if it's a year down the road and we have to go out and do another study, we have remedies in place to really address that.
Construction will begin with the road system.
I have confidence in our engineers.
And continue with hundreds of housing units, from apartments to homes, offices, restaurants, and entertainment attractions too. It could take 7 years to build it all. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
The city of St. Charles has broken ground on a multi-million dollar city center. The development at Clark and Main Street includes a new city hall, recreation center, farmers market, senior center, and more. It's funded through an $85 million bond voters approved last year. Pope Francis now lying in state at St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican, allowing the faithful to pay their respects until his funeral Saturday, at which time he will be buried by his choice at St. Mary Major Basilica in Rome. KMOX religion editor Fred Bottomer reports.
Already in Rome, St. Louis native and former auxiliary bishop here, New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan, says he was not surprised the Pope chose to be buried at St. Mary Major and not in St. Peter's Basilica. He says St. Mary Major most resembles a parish church that would care for the poor and needy in the heart of the city.
He also has a particular love for the icon, an ancient icon of the Blessed Mother, the Mother of Jesus, that is there, called the Salus Populi Romani, the help of the Roman people. He would always go there before he left on a journey and when he returned to thank Jesus through Mary at that basilica.
Cardinal Dolan is already taking part in meetings with his fellow cardinals as they get ready to bury Pope Francis and then go into the secretive conclave to choose the Pope's successor, which is expected to begin within 2 weeks.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.